And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Brandon Bono in here today. Rock Cod Rick sick, Corey's sick, but we're here, we're tough, and we have a great guest for you this morning. We have from Katmai Lodge in beautiful Alaska, Bob Cantor is here. He's the pilot. He's the general manager. He's the owner. He's the all around. He does pretty much everything there. So he's a mechanic. I mean, what else does Bob do? Everything. So you stay tuned. We're going to be talking about one of the best places on earth, Katmai Lodge, right here, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, it's the Ford President's Day Sell-a-thon. 4 days of the biggest savings on an incredible selection. From F-150, Bronco, Bronco Sport, or the all-electric Mustang Mach-E. It's your time to save during Sell-a-thon. But it all ends February 17th, so visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, man. Brandon, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. You're one of the few guys at the tackle shop there that is not.
Sick, yeah, right? one of the only. I'm happy to cover for the boys anytime they go down, and boy, they've had a rough winter. It's one ailment to another, and it's certainly going.
We don't
around.
Like hearing that.
No, not at all.
That's no good. Yeah, for sure. But great to have Bob Cantor in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me today.
Great to have you. Yeah. And Katmai Lodge, Brandon was able to experience
it. He had a great time. We were lucky to have him here this year to see what it was all about, so he knows what to talk about.
When Pete threw out the offer for me to come in on your day, I jumped at the opportunity because one of the great highlights of my life was visiting your lodge last year. I was blown away by the experience. I was blown away by you as a human being, but the overall experience was unique and one of the best things I've ever done.
Well, it's great. Great to know that you had that experience, because we try to tell the anglers, everybody likes San Diego, going in the ocean, but there is fishing other places in the world, and this Alaska is really a great place to go to. And not only just for the fishing, but for the experience to see and the true outdoors.
The cool thing is you're a San Diego long-range local fisherman.
Yeah,
and
that's where I started.
Restaurant
coming down here just on the boats in the bay here that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. Fishing the tuna and
such. Love the albacore. I wish the albacore came back.
It could happen. You never know.
Right.
Yeah. But then how did you get into going to Alaska and then eventually owning a lodge?
It's a long story, but what it is I also do construction, and that's one good thing about owning a lodge is you have to know how to fix the lodge. And taking those experience that I had throughout the years of flying, and then I had my construction job as a kind of a side gig, learning to go up there, and then just having that experience. So once you, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's fishing in San Diego. Once you do it, you're just going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I was blown away by your lodge and you in general. From a Southern California boy born and raised in San Diego's perspective, Alaska, certainly where you are, is the most exotic place. It's so different than what we experience here. And I watch on TV all the time Alaska shows, for example, and I see these guys on these Alaska shows that can just do everything. They can fix a thing, they can build a thing, they can fly a plane, they can do all that. I thought that was only for TV. And then I went to Cap My Lodge. I met Bob and realized, like, oh no, there are people out there that do that.
That's a real deal.
There's no Home Depots or Lowe's right next to the lodge. You gotta come up with duct tape and zip ties are probably one of our biggest tools there.
How did you learn to do all the things that you can do?
I don't know. I think it just comes naturally sometimes. It's something that I can do. I'm pretty good at it, fixing something. If something's break, you just got to think of how to do it. It's kind of hard to say, but it just comes along, and you got to just keep persistent and keep working on it. And then you got to know one of the good things is I've learned is sometimes it's just you need to throw it out and get a new one, because you can spend so much time working on one item and it's not worth it. It's better just to trash it and get a new one coming in. But logistics, being with construction, you got to remember the nails. You got to not just the 2x4s and the 2x12s, but you got to make sure, oh, do I have nails? Oh, do I have screws? Oh, do I have a hammer? The things to make the job work.
Because there's no convenience store
around the corner. No, nothing. Now, you guys have been there. We're 300 miles from the closest Home Depot.
Is that how far it is to Anchorage?
Yes, yeah. 300 miles.
Wow.
300 miles, yes.
Yeah. And the closest town, of course, is King Salmon.
King Salmon, and there's a little Ace Hardware store in there, but
you don't walk there.
No. Everything's got to be flown in. It's 35 miles to get to King Salmon, and then you got to get in the car and drive for 20 minutes.
Oh wow!
Just to get a fitting for the toilet.
Yeah. So the other thing that always amazed me, and I don't know, Brandon, if you ever described to you how they get fuel, because they need jet fuel for the plane. They need diesel fuel for the generator, because everything's on a generator.
Correct.
And they need gasoline for the boats.
Right.
How do you get all that there?
Well, unfortunately, last year was a little issue. But the plane that that brought our fuel in happened to, it unfortunately, crashed. Not at our lodge. But then you basically, we have a new supplier this year that will be coming out. And we had to go to plan B and C, which was basically hauling it up the river around the point, and then transferring the fuel, you know, into our boats, because their boat can't get all the way up the river, and then filling it from there. So it really was
in the drums or stuff.
Yeah, in the drums and those totes.
Wow.
And then just bringing it in, you know, and then also too, we were able to out of New Zealand. Actually, it was New Zealand, I think they were, or Australia. There's a company that makes bladder tanks for the otter, and we were able to. It's kind of like a big waterbed, and you put that in the airplane, and you hook the nozzle up to it, and just start pumping it, and you see this waterbed grow into the airplane, and then you basically fly the bomb to the lodge.
That's got to be a little interesting, huh?
Well, it's just you don't crash. You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's all. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been flying, Bob?
Oh, for quite a few years.
Yeah. You were a commercial pilot.
Yeah,
right?
Commercial pilot, and been flying since I was 18.
18 years old.
Right.
And what's it like flying a big jet for, you work for American Airlines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's yeah. The
versus the Otter.
The difference is you know, the Otter is, you never really get up above 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet, uh-huh. which you can see everything. When you're flying for the airlines, all you look down is crop circles and squares, and you really don't know what state you're in.
Yeah.
Everything's modernized. Everything is, you know, autopilot pretty much flies the plane 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So when you fly in Alaska with the smaller planes, which is, the Otter's not a small plane. It still fits 11 people, and it lands on the water. So there's all those techniques that you need to be able to make it work.
Yeah, and is it easier flying the Otter, or is it more challenging because you don't have all the electronics?
Yeah, it's more challenging because you're not, you know, everything's handed to you in the airlines. You don't have to think. They have already pre-thought your trip. Here you got to go, okay, how much gas am I going to need? Okay, you know, am I going to be too heavy? What's the weather? The weather's kind of hard to get there. You know, we don't have the weather radars that they do in the airlines, so it's a different task. I enjoy it better than flying the airlines.
Wow. Did you get to fly in the Otter?
I never got a chance to go in the Otter, but I was blown away by how often you use the Otter. It is your, you know, get around town vehicle.
It is the F-550 that flies.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And then the other thing that's cool is Katmai has their own runway.
Right.
And what was it like, that e-ticket coming in and going out on that plane when you're landing on that gravel runway?
You know, I didn't know what to expect. I don't know that I've ever been on a small prop plane like that. But while in the plane, I was just, you know, mouth agape, eyes wide open, looking at all the Alaskan tundra, super excited for where we were going. And then when we slid into this little dirt runway, I puckered up a little bit. I tensed up, but it went so smooth. And when we got there, I just didn't have any, you know, I couldn't get my bearings on how impossible the logistics of this place must be, because it's such a large lodge. Everything's first class. The food's incredible. And they just do everything right. But there are no roads. There's no way to get anything there. And then to see Bob do what Bob does, which is everything, you know, I was just blown away by the whole experience.
Yeah, pretty much everything gets loaded in the plane. It comes up in containers from Seattle, and then we goes in the town of King Salmon, and we basically, beginning of the season, I'll probably make, eight trips a day. So figure that out in a 550. That's quite a bit of material you can bring in a day's worth of work.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's all stacked, and we stack the container. I mean, there's no space empty in the thing when we close the door.
Yeah.
Everything, you just got to think of, okay, I got enough room. Let's buy another pail of drywall screws. Because you're going to need it.
Now, let's talk about the fishing. The fishing, I've been to Katmai numerous times, and it dates back to the Marty Milner days. Marty Milner's the one that Bob Marriott,
right.
Bob Marriott's Fly Fishing Store, and Marty Milner introduced that you've got to go to this place, Katmai Lodge. And this was, I'm talking 25 years ago, right? And it was under several different ownerships, but it's got a long history.
Yes, it does. It's the fishing is, you know, last year we were kind of, you know, the fishing that we had last year extremely got better from what happens. You'll have your highs and lows depending on, you know, everybody thinks it's getting overfished, but we've had one of the biggest sockeye runs this last 2 years.
Yeah.
Then it breaks the records. It's in the millions. I think they got 56 million in the bay, and we get 4 million or 5 million out of that coming up our river. So it's basically a conga line out there, and it's great fishing.
Yeah, it is. And that's the prime time of when we get to go there.
Yes,
in July.
In July is the, you know, even for next year, it's the perfect time to come up to the lodge.
Yeah. Well, we actually have a boat left for two or three people left for this year.
Yes, for this year we have the availability.
It's July 15th, right?
It's July 16th through the 23rd, and we have a boat available, so either two or three.
Which is rare.
One trip, I think someone canceled out of the group. It was what was booked, and then someone canceled. Right, so we still have one opening this year. If people want to get in it, come out and give Charmel a call at the 800 number.
Ricky's going this year with Dallas.
Yes, Rick. Wow, Dallas.
They visit their engagement party that they had at the Katmai Lodge. So.
Yes, they did. Rick and Dallas got engaged right there on the beach by Eagles Bluff.
Yeah.
And so that was a neat event. That we don't have too many. We've had actually a couple of them, to tell you the truth, and a few people who have had their honeymoons there.
That's cool.
So that's pretty nice to be able to take your wife to a honeymoon.
Quite a place to go have a honeymoon. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to go with us, the cool thing is that it's generally two per boat,
right,
and with your guide, and but if you bring a third person and there's plenty of room on the boat for three people,
yeah, especially that time of year, because you're mostly going to be getting out of the boat too, during that time.
You get that third person for half price.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a great, it's available, and you'll be fishing with Rick and Dallas and the whole group and the whole Let's Talk Hooker. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of great people.
Everybody knows. Most people are from San Diego or in LA, Monterey area that come out to it, and it's just a great group of guys that come out for it.
Yeah, a lot of people from Central Coast and such like that. Good people and a lot of seasoned veterans, because they keep coming back.
Right.
Why is that, Bob? Why do they keep coming back?
the fishing's good. Why leave your fishing hole if the fishing's good?
Yeah, you're doing everything right, and you have so many repeat customers and people that just rave about the place. And before I went last year, so many people just gave me a whole breakdown of what to do and told me how great it was going to be. And then I got there, and the fishing went over the top of what everybody told me. When I got there, and the sockeye run was just nothing like I've ever seen, and there was a river within the river of just flowing fish. It was just truly every cast fishing, and I thought, this can't be this easy, and it was the entire time.
Yeah, on a fly, you'd never really fly fish before.
I had never touched a fly rod in my life, and really had no, never wanted to be honest with you.
Sure.
And then when we got there, and I tried it a little bit, I just, with every day, I fell more in love with it, and by the end of it, that's all I wanted to do. Fishing the fly for a chum was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had anywhere for anything.
It is pretty cool. And that's also with the beginning of the chum season.
Oh, that's exactly right.
And you hook one of those chums on a fly rod? How about that?
It's like a freshwater yellowtail, you know, and they bite super aggressively, and they go on wicked runs. And it took me, 6 days into the trip before somebody explained to me that a fly reel has a drag on it. So I had just been getting my knuckles busted for 5 or 6 days. I was bleeding. You could almost see bone. And somebody finally explained to me, there's a drag on there. I had no idea.
Oh, how about that? Huh?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people from San Diego come out, and they're gear fishermen, because that's pretty much all we use down here. And it brings them into that fly rod. It's like the boats both have gear and fly rods in the boats. And after you've caught your 20th chum and you've done, let's try a fly rod. And you actually learn, and you pick it up, and you go, wow, this is pretty neat. Once you get the hang of it, it's, at first you'll have line all over. You just can't be frustrated and, okay, I'll get this. But all of a sudden the light bulb turns on, and you're starting to cast. And the nice part of it is every time you cast, you're more likely going to get a fish.
Yeah.
So that always helps, for the parts of
it. So you don't have to necessarily ever touch a fly rod except my life.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to. If you want to fish spin gear, you
have all that stuff.
And you don't need to own waders, boots, fly rods, spinning gear, none of that.
Our gear's always there. We have G. Loomis rods, we got Shimano reels, we got all the Sims waders and Hodgman waders, we got boots, we got numerous size from small people all the way to the basketball players.
Yeah.
You literally have the best tackle you could buy. When I got there and saw that you're fishing with Loomis rods and Shimano reels, I was fishing a Vanford on the very first day, and this is like my favorite spinning reel of all time.
Wow.
And I was blown away by the quality of tackle. And then I put on these waders that are Sims, and I'm like, this is the most expensive single thing I've ever wore. This is Gucci beyond Gucci.
You got to be comfortable. And we have a good guy that runs our tackle room, and if you get a leaker or something like that, which does happen, someone pokes a hole in it from the customer, we'll get you another one. We have plenty of gear to just get yourself a new set of dry waders, because nobody wants to go out there with wet waders.
Sure.
No, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. We've just scratched the surface of what's capable at Katmai Lodge, and it's a place that I would encourage any and all of our listeners to go to if and they can in their lifetime, because it is truly special.
Yep. And just to let everybody know, one lucky caller today or texter will win a full-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing, plus four tickets to the PCS show in Costa Mesa. And that's March 6th to the 9th.
Yeah, so four tickets to the PCS show and a trip on the Liberty up for grabs for a caller or a texter. The number to call, Jeff is standing by, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. A couple lines open right now, but they won't last for long, so you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973.
You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the 97.3 The Fan. We're having a great morning this morning talking with Bob from Katmai Lodge, one of the great places of the world. We got some phone lines open right now, and we have plenty of great texts coming through.
Yeah, indeed. Lines are packing up. 833-288-0973 and lots of good texts. And Ricky just texted me that said that he's really bummed missing Bob because it's one of his all-time favorite places to go to. And he says he's homesick watching you on YouTube. So that's good.
That's okay, Rick. Brandon's doing a great job here. You better watch it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to fill his chair. And again, when you told me that Bob was coming on, I wanted to be here.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Well, I remember when I first approached you about going to Katmai,
sure,
the opportunity, and you went, I don't know. And it's like, can you imagine missing that experience?
That was my true feeling. You know, the idea of going to the furthest reach of the globe nearly and to go fly fishing for salmon was not something that was on my radar. It was not something that I necessarily fantasized about. But having gone and done it, it was one of the great experiences of my life. I've never, and I've said this on shows past when talking about Katmai Lodge, but I've never had a more, like, true fishing, soulful experience than standing in the middle of a, you know, glacial-fed river surrounded by Alaskan tundra, a moose off in the distance, and I'm presenting a fly to a chum salmon, and all by myself, quiet, you know, the guides doing his own thing with my partner up above me, and it was I had a real moment where like this was maybe my favorite nature experience in general. And then I got bit and then got my knuckles all busted by that chum salmon.
Well, people think it's so hard to get there, and it's not. You know, out of San Diego and out of L.A., they got direct flights to Anchorage. Yeah. It's a 5-hour flight. You land at Anchorage, you go to the local bar and you spend a night there, and wake up in the morning and you're on the charter and you're fishing by noon.
You spend the night at the bar?
Yeah.
You can, I guess, right?
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do. But there's actually a great hotel, the Coast Hotel that you have, literally right next to the airport.
Right.
That most people stay.
Very, very convenient. Very convenient. They have shuttle service right to the North Terminal where our charters go out of. And you show up in the morning and meet everybody that's going to be in your group that's there, and you're out at the lodge. Usually you land about, unless we have weather. We've had a couple times where we had bad weather. You'll land at the lodge about 11 o'clock, meet your guide, go have some lunch, and you're fishing by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mr. Chum himself, Harold Davis.
Oh, hey.
Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Harold.
Gosh, it just gets you all excited listening to all that. I know that, exactly what Brandon is saying is true. It is just an epic, epic place. And being able to fish in something like that, you owe it to yourself. I'm an ocean fisherman. Always liked fishing the ocean. I'm a bass fisherman. I like fishing the bass. Wasn't really into river fishing. But once you do it, you want to go back because it is experiences that you'll talk about the rest of your life.
There's no question.
I think Brandon can attest to that because he was pretty nervous to start, I could tell, and he's pretty comfortable with the rod in his hand. But by day three, he was, let's go get him.
Absolutely. And one of the things about Katmai Lodge is people like Harold Davis frequent there every year, and part of my trip last year to Katmai was enhanced so greatly by the great people that like to frequent your establishment. It's the top level service, food, fishing you could possibly have, and then there's a communal aspect of great guys that like to come up there every year, make their annual pilgrimage. And I just had the best time with Harold. He made everybody laugh the whole time, and I learned a lot from him, just picking his brain at cocktail hour, at dinner, and trying to figure out what I was doing wrong fishing these flies for these chums, because I was smashing everything else, but I couldn't get these chums, and Harold went out there and just kicked their heads in every day, and with his tips, I got better and better and better every day.
So what were the tips that really made a difference?
Well, a lot of it had to do with letting the fly flow smoothly with no, you know, without any jerky movement by me, which I was tending to be a little bit jerky, and then kind of trying to find the little swing in the channel or swing in the river where they're, you know, coming up against it, and he could explain it more eloquently than I can, but when all the stars aligned, oh boy, was it good fishing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. But Harold, it is a very special place in all of our hearts, and everybody in this room, as well as you, Harold, I know, just can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, we can't wait to go. And you know, I'll just say something in general. If you haven't been with Pete on a trip, then you're missing out, because he's already ferreted out all the places you don't want to go.
That's right.
And so the places you go, you know that it's going to work. I mean, it's fun to go on vacation. Catching the fish is kind of a bonus. Everybody says that. But really, the truth of the matter is you want to catch fish. And it's when you're standing there with 60,000 fish a day, literally 60,000 fish a day going past you, your odds are pretty good. You know, we can fish anywhere, but you only catch them where they are, and they are there.
The fishing, it cannot be understated. On my very first day with Harold there, I caught every species that was in the river at that time, or at least I was told, on one spinner. They gave me one spinner, and I caught every species in the very first day. And throughout the next several days, you did more catching than you did not. You know, you had more casts with something attached to it than you had, you know, an empty hook.
Yeah, it's always good to tell people that you're going to catch fish, and this is a good place to practice your skills and learn. And then once you do learn, you'll go and you'll start to try to catch one of the harder fish to catch. You know, maybe let's try to catch a king on the fly. If you've never done that, it's a wild ride once you hook up to, you know, 20, 25 pound king. And then you basically start having to chase it with the boat. You won't be able to land it on the beach most times.
Pretty amazing.
Well, and there's the effort involved in doing all this is actually pretty easy. Like Bob was saying, you could fly from anywhere right up to Anchorage. From there, you fly right out to the lodge. You don't have to pack anything, just a raincoat, and you're good to go.
Right. You don't need a big suitcase of gear, because you're going to be in your waders most of the day.
Yeah. So, like some of the places we go, you got to pack everything with you. So this isn't a long range trip where you have to have 20 rods and 20 reels and all the hooks and all the gear. Everything is there for you.
And no experience necessary either, I might add.
Oh, exactly.
No, and I was going to say, besides the guides are excellent. If you don't know how to fly cast, don't worry about it. They'll get you whipping that thing out there in 10 minutes. And really, you don't have to go that far. You can ask Brandon. Sometimes we stand 3 foot from the water to put the lure 5 foot in the water. And there they are. Boom. You're hit.
Yeah, I was blown away by that aspect, that there's literally fish swimming between your legs as you stand in inches of water at times. You know, there's sometimes more fish to cast at. It's almost hard to figure out which one to cast at.
So, Harold, I'm just curious. I know you live in Morro Bay, the land of the wind. Are you, like, duck hunting right now or something like that? Because it sounds like it's a little breezy.
Oh, no, I'm standing here in the parking lot looking at Morro Rock watching the surf.
Yeah, gotcha.
Are you going to get out there? You got a longboard ready?
No. No, those days are over. One proud body gone bad.
Oh, my God. Well, Harold, great to hear from you. And I know you're a huge Katmai Lodge fan and huge fan of everything they do. And I know you spread the word a lot to our listeners and people that you know, and it's never a disappointing. Have you ever known anybody that was disappointed that went to Katmai Lodge?
I have not.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, more times than not, they say, "Sign me up for next year."
Yep. Yep. And that
we do have a great group coming out already. We're already booking for next year, so it's really looking good, Harold.
And you said it's pretty much like pretty full for 2026 already.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you better get on it. Yeah. All right, Harold. Well,
thanks for calling, Harold. Good talking to you.
Great to hear from you, and always a pleasure. And stay out of that wind there. Stay warm.
All right. I'll do it. Talk to you later.
Hey, let's jump into the phones there. They're packed up, and they want to talk to them.
Absolutely. Let's talk to John from San Diego. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I was interested in maybe taking my spouse up to Katmai and was wondering what kind of activities might be for the non-fisher person.
Well, that's a great question, because tell you the truth, that's becoming real popular at the lodge right now. It's a way to take someone that's not really a great fisherman or doesn't like fishing a lot, but we are in the Katmai National Park preserve there, so we have total access to the actual open the gates of Katmai National Park. And we can take the wives and yourself too, or you can fish and she goes, or someone else goes with her. They're guided, but we take her over to do the bear viewing on the platform over in the park. And that is really, so really cool. It's a complete day, a whole day in the park. You have lunch at the park. We have a naturalist that walks with your wife. Our wives, if you go with someone else, and a lot of times people will come out, and it'll be a pair of couples, and the guys will stay at the lodge and fish, and the women go to the park to view the bears. And then we also do a sightseeing tour that is on our river, and you'll be able to just drive up and down the river. We have bears on our river, and it's just great to pull up watch. And these guys can contest to that and just sit there and watch the bear fish, you know, and pull up.
Which is so cool.
Which is very cool. And and then you go hiking. We have a little church that the old Russian Orthodox has. It's kind of a building down there, but it's kind of neat to go there and look inside and see the altar there. It's part of history of the river system itself. And then there's berry picking. She kind of keeps you entertained, or keeps your wives entertained for quite a while.
So you have somebody that's like a naturalist
that is correct, right? Rebecca. She's the one that comes.
But
up.
The other thing I might mention too is if she wanted to fish a day or two on the river,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily fish a lot, but just being on the river is an experience in itself.
Right, and we a lot of times the wives will go out in the morning after breakfast and go fish for a couple hours. They're tired of fishing because they're not really a fisherman, and you're not very far away from the lodge all the time. So you just run back to the lodge, have lunch. She stays at the lodge, goes into the dining hall or the main lodge and relaxes, reads a book, and then you go back fishing with your buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
And just running from spot to spot is like a nature tour in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was blown away to see moose and bear and all the animals that you see in that Russian Orthodox church is so cool. And you get to learn about the history.
Did you go down there? Did you?
We went to it, and on that particular day, it was super rainy and super boggy.
Yeah.
But it was just several people on the trip went after having gone to Brooks Falls. And just raved about it, showed me the pictures. It's such a – I had no idea the history of where you guys are at.
Yeah, actually, people were born and raised on the river back in the day. No hospitals.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Cool. Now, we mentioned that we're giving away tickets to the PCS. You and Charmel are going to be at the PCS show,
absolutely. We'll
right?
be at the PCS show.
Have a booth?
Yep, we'll have the same booth right there in the main – I forget which building it is, but we're there.
Yeah, you're there. So don't forget to go by and say hi to them, book a trip.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come by if you have
any
more questions.
Let's Talk Hookup special, because our listeners get – a special deal at
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. You don't give special deals to anybody.
Right, no.
Except for our listeners.
Exactly.
And it's like $500 off.
Yeah,
right?
Mention Pete Gray and Rick, and you that's automatic, all you need to do.
Yeah.
Get with Charmel, and you're going to be part of the Let's Talk Hookup fly-in, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah.
And the trip, and get on it, and it's great.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones again, and they're packed up. And hey, Wayne Cotto is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Pete. Brandon. Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good.
Let me see you at the shows. We used to do the live broadcast and sit next to each other on Saturday or Sunday morning. So, just real quick, I know the listeners heard from day five for yesterday. We had real good success at the Fish and Game Commission meeting this last week. We probably won't get us out of a bag limit restriction going into this next year. We won't know until April on the final vote. But what we're asking is, our part of it was they needed the science. They need the data. We need to improve their models and forecasting tools so that we don't get into this kind of a rub going forward. So all of us are trying to work together. The sport boats will be collecting data, but the private fishermen, anglers, the kayak fishermen, surf people, they all need to contribute too. So until we put a formal process together, what I've decided is, hey, you guys are on the water, use our measuring tools, whether you're in one of the fast tournaments or use a SAR fish measuring device ruler, and just take pictures of your fish, of your sand bass. Give me the approximate geographical location, San Diego Bay, I'm out in La Jolla, Pacific, whatever, wherever you're at. Put that in an email and send it to me, because we need to start collecting that data. And especially, we want small fish, because they believe, the department, part of their study said that there weren't the juvenile fish out there. And we need to start collecting that data to help fill in the model for them. So until we put a formal process together with CCA Cal, I'm having people just take the pictures and send me that email to my email address at waynksd@gmail.com.
All right, give it to us again, Wayne.
It's WayneKSD@gmail.com.
Of course, this is your retirement project, right? Since you just retired from CCA
many,
California.
Sir. What? One of many.
One of many, yeah. Now, you can't keep Wayne
down. I'm
still
passionate, and I still believe. So.
Well, yeah. Wayne, God bless you for fighting for the Absolutely. Rights of fishermen. I'm so thankful people like you are out there doing what you're doing.
No question about it. Yeah. Thanks, Wayne. And again,
we all work together.
Give us your email again. And again, so what you're looking for is pictures and measurements of sand bass that you catch, whether it be on your kayak, whether it's
put it on
your boat, whatever,
and take the picture like we do with any catch, boat, or release tournament, right? You put it on the measuring device so they can accurately see it's 14.25 inches or whatever, and then snap that picture and email it to me along with the approximate geography where you're at. And send that email to WayneKSD@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks, Wayne, for all you do. Appreciate that. Keep up the good work. And, of course, I might mention while you're on the line, speaking of PCS, you are going to be helping us out in the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
I dropped him.
Okay. Anyway, Wayne will be right there with us in the Let's Talk Hookup booth, as well as I'm sure you'll see him in the CCA booth and many other booths at the show. But he's kind of running along with Tommy P., a special show raffle for raising money for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, taking kids fishing, selling tickets for $10 a piece, and there's lots of incentives for more, and we're giving away a Talica 12 2-speed, a Torium 20, a pair of Costa sunglasses, and some other stuff too. So go see Wayne at the PCS booth, the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and get some tickets and take kids fishing. How's that sound? All right. Hey, you have a great text?
I do. A bunch of them are coming through.
Yeah,
you know.
A bunch of them.
Everybody that has the app, I can't recommend it more. It's a great way to send in your questions and get your chance at winning one of these great prizes that you give away. But the first text I have says, "Good morning, boys. Great show. How many days is enough to get the full experience at the lodge? Do you guys supply all the gear for fishing? Thanks. That's Rory in Lakeside."
Well, the best way is our 7-day package. We have 7-day, 4-day, and 3-day packages, and depending on your schedule and how you can get away from work or call in sick to work, one or the other. But to get the full experience, our 7-day package is the best. It gives you plenty of time to not just have to, you know, get up in the morning and fish. You can relax. You can get up when you want to get up. You can leave when you want to leave. You can come back when you want to come back. It's one of the advantages of a lodge and fish in the river is you're not stuck on the boat. If you, for some reason, you're not feeling that great or something and you want to come back, or the weather gets cold and you don't want to go out, you just tell your guide, and hey, I'm done for the day. Let's go to happy hour.
Yeah.
And come back in. Obviously, if you're going that far, you got to go look at the bears. Even though it sounds we're all fishermen, but it's a bucket list thing for most things. It's one of the national parks, best.
It's National Geographic.
That's where the picture is, guys. When you were a kid watching National Geographic and the commercial came on before the thing starts, that bear standing there catching that fish, jump in the water, that is the spot that we take you to.
Yeah.
So when you've seen it, these guys have seen it. I don't think, Brandon, you didn't go, did you?
I did not, no.
Okay,
and I regret it every
time,
day.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you saw plenty of bears on the river.
I did, bears on the river, but it's just you just check that box.
Yeah, for sure. But, well, you just have to go back, Brandon.
I would love to, and I can't wait. Yeah, I regret not going, but boy, did I have some cool experiences with with bears throughout the trip.
Let me mention, make reference on what Rory was talking about, the length of trip. I've done the 4-day package.
Correct.
And I've done the 7-day package. Both are fantastic. And the 4-day package is very doable, but I can promise you you'll want more before you leave on the fourth day.
Yes, that's
usually why the 7-day package is so cool.
Right,
Saturday
to Saturday. You leave Friday to go, you get off. Start heading up to Anchorage on Friday. On the following Saturday, we have you back. Usually about noon time, Anchorage time. So you'll catch either the evening flights, the ones that come back into L.A. or San Diego. Get you home about 7-8 o'clock at night. You have a full day on Sunday to unwind and get your stuff on and to start working on Monday morning.
Yeah. It's a very clean up.
So we'll do a Saturday to Saturday and a Wednesday to Wednesday. So you have that option to go either one.
Either one. All right. And I think this year with that spot open for us is a Wednesday to Wednesday, I think.
with the group. I think the group's a 4-day trip, right?
Well, our group is a 7-day.
7-day, right? Okay, yeah, you're right. It's 7 days.
I think it's a 7. It's a Wednesday to Wednesday, which is kind of cool.
And you want the 7 days if you're going to that. I mean, the 4-day trip is great, but if you're going that far, top of the globe, one of the coolest places on the planet Earth. You want the opportunity to have...
To get the full experience.
The full experience. And you're in Alaska. You know, you get a little piece of Alaska weather every day.
That's
and
a
it's,
good point,
it's
too.
Ever-changing. So.
Yeah.
And there's also things to do prior to getting to the lodge, too. Once you can go into Anchorage, and there's plenty to do there. You can go to Whittier, where the cruise ships come in. There's a great towns of like Talkeetna, where it's Denali National Park.
Yeah. We've done a flyout where we land on glaciers.
Yes,
stuff like that.
You can do all that too.
Cool.
So you can come in a couple
days
earlier.
Train up to Denali, like
take the train or down to Seward. There's a shorter train that goes to Seward and back. Just takes you there for the day, have lunch, you come back in that evening. So there's multiple things to do in Anchorage.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right. Well, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice here atop the Sport Fishing Headquarters, and we're having a great time talking to Bob from Katmai Lodge.
Yeah, for sure, and great time here talking about Alaska and a lot of good fishing, but it's time for the Catch Report, and the Catch Report today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline and the San Diego Sports Horizon Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your boat, with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Hey, did you know that Summit is also the place to get get the lowest price on ice and snacks for your trip. They have over 40 snacks available, all for just 89 cents. Now you can get Bombazo burritos made by the renowned chef, and you can choose from six different types, including smoked bacon and egg. Sounds great for breakfast. And then Finn's favorite is the chorizo. Only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice, plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. That's Summit Gasoline, the best place to go. That's right next to the San Diego Sports Arena. And free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest price for your gas and diesel prices, for sure. And let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Willie's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So for us, for our report this week, you know, abbreviated week, thanks in part to the weather, for sure. But the days that we were able to get off the dock, we had pretty light lows, which is nice, you know, for first-timers or, you know, bringing those kids out, for sure. So we've been doing well on the sculpin for our anglers, and it's been plenty good. Any rubber lure in a pink, red or kind of orange hue, whether it's a swim bait, a grub, or a twin tail scampi style lure, has been the hot ticket for us with those sculpin. It's been very productive, and again, you know, perfect for getting some of those first timers out on the water. The bass fishing for us this week did remain a bit slow again. Cooler water temps this week, it was kind of all over the place, as you'd imagine. 55 to 58 was kind of the gap there that we had to work with this week, you know, thanks in part to that front. But things did get kind of churned up, a little bit of a swell yesterday, you know, behind all that weather that pushed through. So water was a bit dirty in the areas that have been more productive. So it was just kind of been a hunt and peck kind of deal, trying to find those little zones with a little bit better water, a little bit better current and movement and stuff like that. So still the guys targeting the bass. Light line approaches were the way to go. 8 to 12 pound line, light sinkers, like 3/8 to a 1/2 ounce sliding egg sinker, just enough to get your bait down midwater or towards the bottom. And the anchovies were the ticket there for the bites on the bass. Our halibut trip this week, again, just weather related, didn't get off the dock because of the wind, but we are good to go for this coming Friday. We've got a nice load of reservations for our halibut derby trip that we'll be leaving and drifting around looking for that stuff on Friday. And that's pretty much it. I will tell you that the Fury does have his April schedule up and online, and he's got a lot of solid followers that want to fish open party, and this is the time of the year that he's going to have those openings because he's going to be all chartered up during the you know, busy part of the season. So good early spring, late winter fishing there at Clemente, however you want to break it down, is probably what he'll be doing, targeting some rockfish, maybe a chance of some yellow with the amount of squid that seems to be all over the islands currently. So book those trips. It's all online if you want to see that. I'd recommend getting your reservations in early and adjusting your schedule accordingly. But that's kind of it for us. And then you know, I didn't hear all of Wayne's report, but I know he needs those pictures on sand bass. And just, we had a good outcome at the Fish and Game Commission meeting this week. Thank you to all of the people that wrote letters and made phone calls and actually gave testimony up there. It was a good collaborative effort from, you know, the team that Ken Frankie put together that went up there, and of course the angling communities, and you know, also some willing commissioners to really look at our side of the puzzle there. So it was good collaborative effort, and it's looking like, you know, it's going to be a one fish reduction in our bag limit, but still totally workable, and it's good refreshing to see, you know, that collaborative work from both sides to come to a mutual agreement on what's best for the resource without a major impact on industry. So it was a good outcome there as well.
That's fantastic news. And so it looks like a one fish bag limit reduction, but then they're not going to close the season during June, July, August, or whatever, like they were talking about, right?
Right. I mean, that's still, I guess, technically a possibility, but what they told us while we were there is that they're comfortable with the one fish. They'll go back to their science, review a few things before their next meeting in March, where you know, some decisions will be made on that. But that's what they told us, and that's what, you know, we're okay with that, and it came out to a pretty good consensual agreement there.
And that'll come down in March, is that what you're saying?
I believe so, yeah. They're going to make some decision there, and then it'll go into regulation sometime thereafter.
All right. Very good. All right. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Ora Sport Fishing, thanks for that. This looks like a good week of weather here coming up, so we'll look forward to that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great week. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that very much. Now, you have a great text, too, again?
I do. I have a bunch of them. They're flowing in steady. The first text I want to bring up, this comes from Dan from Phillips Ranch. It says, "Good morning, boys. Another great and informative show. Question for Bob. I've always planned to visit a lodge in Alaska and have been researching your location. I'm wondering if you can help me understand what a typical day looks like for your guest and what are some of the standout features that your lodge puts your lodge above the competition. Also, when is the most ideal time for weather and fishing to visit your lodge?"
Well, great question. And what we have here is the difference between our lodge and I would say half of the lodges up in Alaska, and you have to look at location, where they're at. So if you look at the map, and it's kind of I could explain it if you come up to the show at the PCS show up there in Costa Mesa. If you look at it, you'll see that half of the state has got a road system and half of the state doesn't have a road system. So more the lodges that are on the side of the hill, and it's basically the Alaska Range. When you fly over the Alaska Range, you now are in the true remote Alaska, meaning that this is what everybody's thinking of when you're down there in by Anchorage, you know, Sitka, Homer. You have multiple cars that drive around. So if you can drive to your lodge in a car, you're more than likely not in a remote part of Alaska.
Yeah, you could be combat fishing. We're going to continue that when we come back. We have another full hour here of Let's Talk Hookup. A lot more from Bob Cantor and you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.